Hello, ladies, gentlemen, and non-binary friends. Welcome to Behind the Scenes in Hollywood, a Media Village podcast where we bring you exclusive interviews with talent and creatives from across entertainment. I am your host, Juan Ayala, and today we are joined by three of the stars of Prime Video's critically acclaimed Emmy Award-winning comedy series, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which premieres its fifth and final season Friday, April 14th. Please enjoy my conversation with Tony Shalhoub, Kevin Pollak, and Michael Ziegen. Gentlemen, you have had these characters for five seasons now, 6 to 7 years since the show was first announced, and they've changed and evolved so much over this time. So I'm curious, what has been the most surprising change with Moesha, with Abe, and with Joel throughout these five seasons?
I mean, for me, it's literally everything. You know, every occupation he's had. Have you seen the fifth season?
I have, yes.
Okay, so I mean, you know, like I said, like he started out as a comic, then he worked at his father's factory, or he was working at a plastics company, he worked for his father's factory, he opened a club, and then he's in prison. So it was a lot of shocks for me, mostly the prison thing. I think that took me by surprise.
I think for Abe, you know, there have been so many different permutations of this character, so many different ways he's had to reinvent himself. Starting out when we first see him in a very, you know, stable, secure position at Columbia University, then getting another sideline job at Bell Labs, then flushing all of that and kind of trying to, having a kind of a midlife crisis, really, landing on his feet at the Village Voice, but being, in taking on that job, being humbled because he's taken a massive pay cut, moves in with his daughter, is being supported by his daughter, total role reversal there. Yeah, so it's, he's really, really had, in a very short, relatively short time period, gone through many, many different versions of himself.
The realization that Abe shares with his friends, I think, from the Village Voice, they're out at dinner or drinks or something in season five.
About his daughter
and what she's accomplished is maybe one of the most moving things in the history of the show for me. And in terms of Moise's evolution, there isn't one because he'll never change.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Yep.
That's not true.
I mean, you change a little bit from a heart attack, but.
Yeah.
But, you know,
he had a heart attack.
He's such a fighter and such a cockroach survivor of everything, including a heart attack. So, you know. But the evolution with his son, wanting him desperately to come to work at the garment factory and. And then setting him free and supporting that journey was, I think, one of the better evolutions for me.
Yeah,
I like that notion that you know, Kevin is talking about Moish being a survivor. I mean, I think all these characters are survivors. They're all fighters. They're scrappy and they're kind of. They're tough and they're...
But they are tough. It's a little bit like De Niro in Raging Bull when the fight's over against Sugar Ray and he says, "Hey, Ray, never got me down. You never got me down, Ray." And he's just beaten and bloodied and pulverized. And he's celebrating the fact that he never got knocked to the canvas. Mm-hmm. As you know, no matter what these characters go through, they're just tough as nails. I do like that a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't, none of them take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never got me down, Ray.
And similarly, speaking of change, how has Tony, Kevin, and Tony, Kevin, and Michael, how have you changed when you look back from day one of the pilot to today?
Well, a lot more people call me Joel now. as an actor, I definitely feel like I have more confidence after having done this show. I mean, this was it was a hard job and so many lines to learn, and having Amy and Dan as our, you know, our people, our showrunners, they just instilled so much confidence in me, and I think the rest of the cast too, and believed in us, and you know, wrote such great scenes for us, and knew that we could do it, even if we thought we couldn't do it. I don't know. It just made me a better actor.
I think that holds true. You're right, Michael. For everyone involved, we all were allowed to grow throughout the course. I think if you talk to department heads, they also would probably attribute the show to their personal and professional evolution. I had, of course, this incredibly successful, massive film career prior, but I was very big in the 90s.
Was that the 1990s?
Yes. But the truth is, I never had any real involvement in a television run. And so to not just have a television run of insane success, but to do arguably the best work of my entire life, the most challenging, the most rewarding in one telling of a story over these 6 years, it's the greatest gift any performer could dream of. So that's certainly my takeaway.
Oh boy, I mean, the changes for me, I think, are just...
You're taller, I think.
my hairline has receded more. I'm more thinking a lot more about cosmetic surgery. I talk a few minutes about my prostate, maybe.
Please.
But seriously, it really is about, you know, the expanse of my world, having met and worked with and befriended this group of people,
yeah,
which has expanded my sphere, and just valuable, treasured friendships and working relationships. That I hope will last forever.
We were kept apart through, I feel like, four decades before this show brought us together.
That's right. The universe.
Because you hired one or the other. We never got hired together.
I can't tell you how many jobs I lost to this clown.
And vice versa.
And at the end of the day, what are you most looking forward to for audiences to take away with this final season of the show?
Finally, a great show that did stick the landing.
That didn't disappoint with the finale.
That didn't disappoint with the finale. Yeah, no, the takeaway should be what hopefully the fans have felt all along, which is I just want to spend time in this universe. I just want to be with these people in this world. And what a joy to have that in my life. And I, you know, it'll be there for you as long as you like your hammers delivered in 48 hours. You know, you'll have access to the show.
Well, that's the thing. I hope there is no takeaway. I hope people just keep coming back to it, because it's like comfort food. You know, it's always there. You feel like turning it on, and it just makes you feel all happy and gooey inside.
The show is like tater tots. That's the takeaway. That's ultimately... Thank you, Michael.
Well, it's more than it's a full meal. You know,
at
it's
best, like, we're tater tots.
Tater tots with a salad on the side.
It's like beef stew or something.
Sure,
chicken
okay.
Soup.
Everyone's comfort food you. Is
yeah,
a little different.
Yeah.
Great matzo ball soup. I will.
It's like jambalaya. Okay, spicy. It's red. Gives you gas. It's all that.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. That is our time. Thank you again, and congrats on such a wonderful run of such a fantastic show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is it from us at Behind the Scenes in Hollywood. Please be sure to visit MediaVillage.com for all of our reviews, interviews, podcasts, and more. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel streams its first three episodes of its final season Friday, April 14th. I'm Hani Al at MediaVillage.com. Thanks for joining us.